right there.
This
right
is Rocco Granati reporting for IndieSportsWeTrust.com. I'm here at Penn Park for the Headstrong and Third Annual University City Classic. Right now we have on the field Drexel University going against the Bucknell Bison. And while here at the game, a very interesting figure appears. He happens to have a son that plays for Bucknell. His son's name is Nick. He's a junior, Tackman. He's none other than the founder of the Major Lacrosse League, Jake Steinfeld. Jake, how you doing today?
What do you say, buddy? How you doing, man?
I can't complain. Yeah, it's a beautiful day out here. Obviously, you're here to see your son.
Absolutely.
Playing this tournament. Just being here, what do you think of just this area in general?
First of all, this is a gem in the middle of this magnificent city. This is my first time here. I didn't know what I was going to see, but the fields are great, the atmosphere is great, and it's what a beautiful cause. And, I love to see lacrosse people coming together and doing good things for each other, and that's really what the bottom line is. And the competition's great. You know, fall ball is always fun to watch, you know. Guys are just feeling each other out and seeing what's what. And, the sunshine reminds me of I got to get back to L.A. in a few hours.
Yeah, I know. It's got to be a lot warmer in L.A. than it is here right now. But it's a gorgeous day here. Your son, Nick, obviously junior. How's he been playing? How's his game just coming along with Bucknell?
It's coming along great, man. Hopefully I'll get some time this season. You know, I got a lot of great ball players out there. As an L.A. kid, I mean, he's learned a heck of a lot. And we'll see. I mean, Federock is a great coach. The team looks strong. And, man, I hope to see these guys, man, the NCAAs. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, it would be unbelievable. Now, let's switch gears a little bit to Major League Lacrosse. We had some interesting trades going into last season. Paul Rabel going over from Boston to New York, leading them to the Steinfeld Cup, winning that in dramatic fashion, just playing hard New York Lizard lacrosse. Starting this coming 2016, we are going to have a new team. Why don't you tell us a little something about that?
Well, listen, you know, we've been very careful, we've been very smart after 15 years. You know, you're always going to hit bumps in the road, and we hope that we hit fewer and fewer every year. The Atlanta market has been great. We've tested that twice now. Championship was beautiful there. The market is ripe. I think we're going to do extremely well. And the fun thing is, this game continues to grow. And quite frankly, the more we can see the college game play like the pro game, it's only going to be better for everybody. And I will continue to push and talk about a shot clock and a two-point arc as much as we can, because quite frankly, forget the fact that, you know, I came up with that 16 years ago, and Dave Morrow said it's a good idea, so we did it. It has helped the game tremendously. And I think if you ask the kids, they would love to see the shot clock and would love to see a two-point arc. And as soon as they get that, you watch and see what happens to this game.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it in the college game, how quickly the goals can be scored. A two-point shot with that arc would really add a little something more to the game. Because you look at, okay, well, we're down by three with so much time to go. You hit that two-pointer, it's...
The whole idea of it was, as a basketball fan, if you think about it, right, with a three-point play, right, with the arc in basketball, if a guy's hitting from three, the defense has to come out of the cover. What happens? They drop it off to the big guy for a slam dunk. Right? When we implemented this at Summer Showcase in 2000, you asked the bowlers, they would always sit there and tell you, we love a guy shooting from that far out. You can see the ball there.
Right.
But if a guy can hit from the deuce, the defense has to come out and pick it up. What happens then? Tack him in a rope, it's down low, right? A lot of movement around the crease. There's a method to the madness, obviously, but most importantly, the game's never over. It's never over. We've seen that time and time again, especially now in the league where the defense has become really good and the offenses have been really good. And it comes down to the last few seconds, man. And we've had many overtime games in MLL that I think would enhance the college game to no end, very honestly. And I think what's exciting too is to see how many kids are playing this game now. You know, this past summer we launched the World Series of Youth Lacrosse, which was a huge hit. in Denver. And this year we're doing it every 4th of July weekend. So we'll play, it'll be the ultimate event for, you know, just like the Little League World Series of Baseball. We'll do it for lacrosse. So we want to marry the MLL to the understanding to kids of what can be. And we want to make it full circle. So the more people get involved, the better off the game is, the better off the sport becomes, which is why I love, if you play by the same rules, kids know. You know, kids know. And when kids know, there's power.
Now, I have to ask this, because there's been talk on and off with the time that the schedule starts for the MLL and it cutting in to where the NLL is still playing with their playoffs. A lot of top names are usually out of action until almost the end of June, the beginning of July. Has there ever been any type of talk between the two leagues to try to come to a happy medium, I'll say, as far as for dates? So you can get the top players like the Kevin Crowleys, the Kevin Buchanans, and all that to play for the teams to be there in appropriate time, I'll say.
Listen, we love nothing more than to be able to work together. I mean, listen, lacrosse is a great game. The outdoor is a great game. If we can get it together and work it out, great. If we can't, then we can't. And if we can, unfortunately, guys will eventually have to make a decision whether they play indoor or outdoor. And I think for most guys, they'll make a clear decision of what it exactly they want to do. And God bless the guys that play indoor. God bless the guys that play outdoor. You know, it's just that simple. But it's getting tougher and tougher for guys, for teams, to take an indoor guy if they're not going to come to be able to play in the MLL 6 or 7 games into a season. And just to talk about chemistry just not being right. So, you know, you got to get it right.
Now, we just had the players being protected. Teams were able to protect 10 to 12 players. When is the expansion draft? And what can you see from that with the players that are now out there? Because it's going to make for some interesting pickups for the teams that are already established, as well as Georgia picking up certain new players.
You know, that's all great. My concern is with television, sponsorship, and expansion. That's what I concern myself. I'll leave it to the coaches and our commissioner, David Gross, to deal and worry about all that. I just love to know that we have so much great talent, and this league can handle 16 teams and not just 9. Because even at 9 teams, there are so many great players that are not able to make a starting roster in the NFL. And the more we're able to grow, the more talent we'll be able to secure, and the better off it's going to be. My big push at the youth level is inner-city lacrosse, because the more inner-city opportunities there are, once again, the bigger, the faster this game grows.
Now, you're talking about growing the game. Has there been any talk, or would you like, I hope you would like to see a team back here in Philadelphia? You're talking about the number of players that are out there not being able to make a roster with only 9 teams. What do you think it would mean to the league to have a Philadelphia team coming back? We had the barrage.
I'd love to have that. I'd love to have a Philly team, and I'd love nothing more than have a West Coast Conference. You know what I mean? But in due time. In due time. We've got to do it the right way, with the right people, at the right moment, at the right facilities. And, you know, the more we're able to, quite frankly, our team in Chesapeake looks like they're getting the go-ahead to build their own stadium. And once that happens, then everything changes, because then we go from being renters to owners of facilities. And if you look at MLS, when they started building their facilities, we played our summer showcase game at Crew Stadium, man. That stadium, I made the deal with Lamar Hunt, he and I, right? The Crew had been there for 10 months, okay? And here we are 16 years later. And look at MLS, the valuations of the teams and all that. So what they're doing in Chesapeake, the better off we're going to be. And the more we have opportunities at our own stadiums, the better off we're going to be. I'm going to go watch some of us now.
Greg, I want to thank you so much. Have a great rest of the day and a great trip back.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks. All right. Thanks.
Again, that was Jake Steinfeld taking time out, obviously, here to watch his son Nick play for the Bucknell Bison. And right now, I believe we are 8 minutes and 13 seconds remaining in the third, and Drexel is up on the Bucknell Bison by a score of 8-7. Again, this is Rocco Granato reporting for InLacrosseWeTrust.com.